Hello, everyone. Welcome to my first ever podcast, Deep Thoughts by Mayo Benmea, where we will be talking about and discussing interesting topics and conspiracies, while also giving our own perspectives on certain situations, and also maybe giving our own life stories as well. Today, we have an interesting topic that we are going to talk about with the very own lovely Carolina Zavala. We will be talking about manifesting and spiritual healing. Okay, so Carolina Zavala, can you explain what manifesting is?
Manifestation has a lot of different ways that it works, but the main thing about manifesting is that there are no limits and there's nothing is impossible. You know, you could do anything that you want with your own energy if you raise your energy. When I say raise your energy, it's like you cannot hold on to negative thoughts or negative things about your, whether it be 10 years ago, yesterday. You can't, you know, be depressed and be thinking about how, like, maybe something in school didn't work out for you, because you need to look at it as a lesson and also think of it as, okay, well, what's my next step? Like, let me let it go and let me manifest what I really want. So when you let it go, you kind of raise your vibration and you need to stay in that positive mindset, I would say.
So almost like if you plan out ahead, you kind of have this sort of what's the word I'm looking for, where you premeditate, you picture your success, you picture you accomplishing something, you know, kind of like foreshadowing, hey, this is what's going to happen to me, and it happens to you. Is that kind of like more or less what it is?
In a way, yes. In a way, yes, it is foreshadowing and seeing it. Whether it be something small, like, you know, getting an A on an exam, or whether it be being a millionaire. There's so many celebrities that I know that have manifested their success, and they speak about it, you know. And it's just mastering the law of attraction. And yes, you can do the examples, like when you're foreshadowing, you're already thinking, like, I'm going to be a millionaire. You say it out loud, I am a millionaire, so that you kind of brainwash yourself into saying, I am a billionaire. The universe doesn't listen to you when you have low vibrations and are just like, oh, like, this sucks, like, I only have this much, but I want this. It doesn't listen to you.
When you talk about low vibrations, are you talking about your mood? If you have a negative energy, if you're always thinking negative thoughts, doubts, is that what you mean?
So as humans, it's in our nature to always worry and be overthinking, and that's why we end up becoming anxious, depressed, and a lot of times, like, we can control it, but we haven't been taught that. We haven't been taught that whenever we're in those stages of negativity, we have the strength within us. I know that there's medication that helps, and I know that there are other resources that help, like psychologists and, you know, hotlines, but really it's within you. Whenever you start letting things go, you kind of work with hiring your vibration, and that is when you can actually manifest. If you're feeling down, and it's hard, like I said, it's in our nature that we worry constantly, but we need to learn, I would say, to let things go and believe it in ourselves, in our brain, out loud. Whatever we want is already here. So when you say that it's already here, it will come to you. It's not gonna come to you when you're in a negative space. And I've been in negative spaces before. It's hard to get out of them. I've been through depression, and I am naturally like an anxious person, but that's why I would say also things like meditation and crystals, and there's so many different, I would say, not objects, but like
You made the point about crystals, right? And I've seen people with crystals, and I've heard crazy stories about these crystals. Me personally, I'm the type of person, I believe in God. I don't believe in the religion aspect, but I'm also the type that I think I see things in a coincidentally kind of area where, for example, you pray for, you know, something to happen, you pray for success, or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, almost like mm-hmm. manifesting, and yeah. it happens. Me, I just believe that's more of a coincidence, especially if, for like me, for example, if I'm a hard worker yeah. and I know realistically I am due for a promotion, but I keep telling myself, you know, I'm going to get this promotion, I'm going to pray for this promotion, and I want to gain the promotion. To me, it's that is more of an example of me believing it, like, oh, that's just coincidence. But yeah. there's some people with the crystals that they fully believe, like, each crystal has a certain power.
Yeah.
Can you explain, you know, more or less, like, because obviously you have crystals. And
I do, but I'm more of, like, in the beginner stage of crystals. However, I do, like, 100,000% believe and feel that it's metaphysical. Crystals, like the elements that are made up of all these different crystals, a lot of those are found in our bodies. And so you know, it's kind of like you add more power to yourself. So, but I would say, you know, crystals is like, there are so many of them, and that's like another, I would say, huge topic, but it's just something that helps you to, whether it be like amethyst for protection or citrine for helping you manifest abundance of money, and those help, but there's just so many different elements and like things that we can use.
So the crystals are more time. The crystals are more like an instrument to help you manifest.
Yes.
Okay.
It, some, like I said, there's so many different elements, so many different tools that you could use. I love crystals, and I am, like I said, a beginner, so I'm not like a professional to be talking about each crystal. But
when you say beginner, you mean more like you just barely discovered them, so you're barely figuring out the purpose of each crystal.
Not that I barely discovered them. I discovered them. I just hadn't gotten able to get my hands on crystals, or like I would just be a little bit like concerned that if I ordered something online, they were gonna be broken, or they like would not be real crystals, because there's scammers out there also that. Mm-hmm. So I haven't found a crystal store near me, and so I was just hesitant to order anything online because I was afraid that I might get something fake.
Mm-hmm.
But I do own crystals now, and I'm, like I said, a beginner. I know some things about some, but that's just a tool that you can use to manifest.
If we steer away from the crystals, mm-hmm. and we go back to manifesting,
mm-hmm.
has there ever been a time where you manifest something and it doesn't come true? And if it doesn't come true, how do you feel? Do you feel like you weren't doing it right, or do you get like some sort of doubt, like, hey, is this really, you know, true what I'm, you know,
well
doing?
I have yet to have, since I started my spiritual journey and believing in the power of the universe and believing in manifestation and all of that, I would say that there has not been a time where it didn't work for me. I've manifested like currency, I've manifested health, and I've manifested positivity, and I've manifested weight loss. I've manifested it's more than also just like the material stuff or the superficial stuff, because like I said, I also manifest for health and happiness and just letting things go. And
right
but back to like, I would say the whole religion thing of, like, you know, like you said, people that pray and they say thanks to God, and then they wish for these things that they say they're praying. So their praying and manifestation are not that far apart from each other. They're similar. But when you're praying for something, you're asking for it, versus when you're when you're manifesting for it, you're already picturing yourself that you have it. Mm-hmm. So it's like praying, I want, or I pray for this, I want this. Manifestation, you have to be in that state where I have this, I am this, I look like this, or I want, right. Like, I'm holding this, or I'm seeing this. Like I said, I manifested weight loss. I would tell myself, like, I am losing weight every day. I am seeing my waist shrink. I am seeing my pants fit me a little more loose. I'm seeing my clothes fit me better. I am saying it in the present state versus in the want state. And I picture myself too. So that's where I would say the difference is. Aside from, you know, the God and the universe thing, but I would say that's also like another topic. And I know this is deep thoughts. You're open to say anything you want, but I would say that's like another topic.
But going back to, you know, the whole concept, like, if you manifest for something in particular and it doesn't go your way, do you begin to have doubts? Because I'll give you an example. Like, you know, me growing up, I was raised in a Catholic family, right?
Right.
And they had this saying, this Bible verse, Philippians 4:13. I believe it's chapter 4, verse 13, where it says, through Christ, all things are possible. And that, to me, is more of a, biblical version of manifesting, where if you believe in something that you want to make it come true for your own, you know, personal preference, it comes true. But, of course, that doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't, right? Because I'll tell you this, they don't teach you, like, I come from also a Catholic background. I grew up 21 years in Catholic, believing in that religion. And they don't teach us in that religion that you need to let your mind and let your soul be clear. Like, let things go. They do tell us, like, you know, forgive your neighbor, but do you really? Because I see often where people, like, will be there at church for like 30 minutes to an hour, and they don't really do it. So that's also like, you can't cheat your way and then expect things to happen. You have to also be true to yourself, because the universe hears us and feels it. Like I said, it goes back to like raising your vibration. You can't have doubts and think it's gonna work out. You gotta seriously like believe it and let any negativity go. And it's hard, like I said,
because
in our nature to be like snappy and like, so
because again, going back to what I was saying, is like manifesting, praying, you're praying for a certain outcome to happen, hoping that it happens,
right?
And it doesn't happen,
right?
Does that in a way affect your vibration? Because like I said, growing up in a Catholic, you know, family, you were taught to, you know, ask God or pray to God,
right?
And you know, it will come true. And if it didn't come true, that's when I started to kind of steer away towards the Catholic religion. Because not that I'm expecting everything to go my way every time I pray for it, but in a sense, I want to be able to believe that what I'm doing, whether it's religious practice, or if it's, you know, spiritual, you know, manifesting,
whatever.
I want to believe that it actually works.
Right, but whatever it is, whatever religion or path you're on, you gotta, it can all be similar, but regardless, you gotta have a pure heart and a pure soul and a pure, like, brain. You gotta let things go. You cannot continue with, like I said, things that you're dwelling on from the past of 10 years ago, 5 years ago, or even last week, yesterday. You have to let things go, and that is how I would say in the manifestation side, it'll help you. Aside from, there's, like I said, different elements and tools, like
right.
codes and crystals and cleanses and meditation, and it's a lot of elements, but really all of these elements, I would say they're things that we are made up of.
Right.
So it's just that's to me a little, it also makes me, I feel, a better person, because I'll be honest, I feel like when I was in the Catholic religion, not that I was bad, but I would, at my catechism, it would be like there was this catechist or right. the director, and she would be like so mean, but then she would go to church and then pray. So
there's
then you
hypocrisy.
Get that exactly you yeah. get that example that it's okay to be like that, and it's not
yeah.
and you're just supposed to pray to God and think that it's gonna come true and stuff yeah, but like, on a different note, for me it's like I'm being pure in 100, and I really mean it when I say I want to let things go, and I do, and that's where, again, meditation helps. Meditation right. will help manifest.
Right, yeah, because when I grew up in a Catholic family, it was more like, it was just a tradition that was just, you know, I'm talking about in the history,
right.
you know, all the way when Spain and, you know, mostly Spain, when they came to Mexico and then they came to, you know, the southwest region of the United States, they were forcing, you know, their religions on, like, the Native Americans, mm-hmm. indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about at that time all the way up to now. It got mm-hmm. to the point where you go to church, you went and you prayed, donated money every Sunday,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Never ask questions, never, you know, I don't want to say would be rebellious, but you never stop to think, like, why am I doing this? What's the purpose of it?
Right.
You just, even if you did, it was more like when you were a kid, because as a kid, we're curious.
Right.
You know, there's been plenty of times where we've gotten into arguments with our parents because they tell us to do something and we'll ask them why.
Yeah.
Right? Because again, yeah. we're kids. We're curious.
And we're
so,
human, and it's in our nature to
exactly.
question things,
so,
to get
but
sensitive.
The point is that at a young age, you were corrected right then and there by your
right.
family. Well, because I said so. Because when they were kids, it was the
right.
same way. Their parents probably
and
told
so
them.
And so on and so forth.
Right. So it became a norm where, okay, we're going to be practicing this religion. And we're not going to ask questions why. We're just going to keep doing it. So when it came time to, as a young kid, when
mm-hmm.
you start asking questions, really good questions,
mm-hmm.
if they didn't know the answers, they would just get upset.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I when I was in catechism, I asked a lot of, you know, I don't want to say dangerous questions, but questions that I knew for a fact that my catechism teacher did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were upset
mm-hmm.
why I asked that question.
Yeah.
I remember one particular time where I had asked my catechism teacher in front of the class.
Right.
Can you explain Darwinism?
Right.
Which is a very controversial subject. That's where the rubber meets the road,
because
between
it's science and religion.
Exactly.
And
there's that fine
exactly.
crack that both try to leap over.
Exactly.
And they can't. There's no explanation for it. And she looked at me and she told me, we're not going to be discussing that. Do not ever bring that topic up.
And you just
kind
of
everybody
get
looked
shut
at
up.
Me. Yeah, everybody looked at me like, what did you say? You know? And at
and
that moment, I knew.
In your nature, again, to be
exactly.
curious, because you're human and you're learning this, but you don't know why.
Exactly. And at that moment, I knew something isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
Something is off.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to church to learn
mm-hmm.
about this particular religion,
mm-hmm.
and this question pertains to this religion, why is it not being answered?
Mm-hmm.
I would have respected her more, and I think I would have been closer
mm-hmm.
more. If they would have told me, we don't know. It's a very complicated subject.
Mm-hmm.
But the attitude
mm-hmm.
at that time was like, how dare you bring that
yeah.
up?
Yeah. And
you know?
I'm going to be honest. I never felt fully welcome or positive at a church.
It felt more like a cult. You know, and no throwing shade towards like any religion or anything. But
and I'm not trying to
again,
offend
these are deep
either.
Thoughts. These are open. Free will. Yeah. We may get into heated debates. You know, we may argue about different perspectives. But at the end of every topic, you know, we just respect everyone's opinions. And agree to disagree.
Exactly.
You know, I think that's very important now in this day and age because with the whole politics and everything, we're kind of steering away from that. And I kind of want to bring that back up. This is why I have my podcast.
Exactly.
But, yeah, like, again, I'm not throwing any shade or anything, but...
Same.
That's what I just felt like. I just felt like...
And I totally...
I'm doing this as a schedule, you know, for the rest of my life. And it's like... There's no... If someone was to ask me and tell me, hey, why do you go to church? Donate money.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you go to confession? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell them, well, because that's what it says in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Well, why does it say it in the Bible?
Right.
I would be lost. I don't know.
But
you know?
At the same time, I feel like a lot of people don't know any better. Like mm-hmm. you said, you and I were born into it. And we were open... minded and we would think outside the box a
right.
lot of people they just are in that closed box and again I'm not throwing shade or offending it's open thoughts but they just if you're told from day one hey blue color is the best color your whole life blue color is the best color then someone comes along and says no yellow color is the best color you're not gonna believe it because you've been told your whole life that blue color is the best color
mm-hmm.
so that's just how I see it in that like they've been brainwashed and close-minded because they've been told their whole lives that blue color is the best color back to like religion another thing that never made sense to me was that like we were told that people that go to church for pray and like are forgiven for sins every Sunday go to heaven right that's what we're told
mm-hmm.
So, let's just say I was born in the Middle East and I may have a different religion or practice. And so you, Mile, you're here on this side of the world where it's like Catholic and you're telling me because I'm not praying or thinking or following your religion, I'm going to go to hell.
Mm-hmm.
So, that means that over 50% of the world of Earth
mm-hmm.
is going to go to hell. Because they were born on the opposite side of the hemisphere. That doesn't
right.
make sense to me either. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think, again, you believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. I believe there is a powerful source, a powerful
entity.
Seed. Not so much an entity, because an entity would be, like, I think female or male. I just feel like there's... a powerful seed where we all evolved from and like where we are all made
mm-hmm.
but I just don't think it's like a male or female and I just again I'm not shading because you're male but how and why does it have to be male like God like why can't God be a girl female and again
right.
it's like that's just what goes on in my head.
Right. Well, I guess on a, you know, on another episode, we'll get in touch with, you know, religion. Because, again, religion is going to be a very deep, you know, topic to talk about.
Goes into a lot of things.
It does.
Factors.
Yeah, obviously. And but going back to kind of steering back to, you know, spiritual healing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think... sometimes people that go on this so-called journey
mm-hmm.
is it mostly because the religion failed them something tragic happened the religion failed them and they just needed a different I guess a route from the religious side
yes and no some people for example my daughter she'll probably when she's old enough, she can make decisions of whatever religion or practice she wants to follow.
Mm-hmm.
But as she's growing up, she's going to be hearing from my side. And she'll be kind of born into the spiritual side. And I don't have a label for my, I would say. I do not label myself with any practice or religion. Although I do follow a lot of Buddhism practices. But so me, I think I came into the spiritual side because, yes, I did have like something really negative and personal, like a situation that happened not too long ago. But I had always questioned it, like I said, since I was in catechism. It didn't make sense to me as a child why they're there to be better.
Who's there to be better?
Like catechists and people we're supposed to be learning from, right?
Right.
They're supposed to be there to help us be kinder, better. I mean, it's in the Bible. We say it every Sunday, or we used to, or do not judge, right? Only God can judge you. Forgive your neighbors. But do they really do it? A lot of people don't.
Right.
So that's where I had a fallout, since I already had like doubts. So in a way, I'm gonna say it as like, I thought of it as like, in a relationship, when someone keeps cheating on you, and you're just like there, like in a toxic relationship. That's what I felt like. Like, I feel like I was in a toxic relationship with my religion just because I was born into it, and everyone around me is like, everyone around us is, even now, my parents and my family, they're very Catholic. But regardless, that's their life, and you know, if that's keeps them sane and that's what keeps them happy, then that's great for them. Part of being spiritual is accepting, not judging, and it's, again, something I have to work on, because I felt like when I was in the Catholic side, it's like, yeah, don't judge, but after church, whatever, like, we'll judge that lady that was wearing, like, an ugly purse, you know, for example, but
that's kind of where the hypocrisy comes in.
Yeah, but now, like I said, I'm pretty open to learning more, and again, I'm also not a professional in the spiritual journey at all. I'm always open to learning more, and I'm always open to seeing what other elements or what other tools that I could know of to better my, I would say, mind. To raise my vibration, because it's really hard to be just like loving and no negative, no nothing at all. Just
and,
like,
and how do you channel your vibration? Say, for example, you get bad news about something, you know, hey, you got fired. How do you channel that vibration to be more positive?
So it is hard, but for me, I meditate. Right now, I'm kind of stuck in my head where I don't know what's my next step. I got my bachelor's in business not too long ago, and I don't know what's my next step. Should I go back to school and master's? Should I go apply for somewhere? And I kind of feel stuck. And I need to let that go and know that the universe is going to lead me to the path that I'm supposed to go to, but I can also make it what I want. So it goes hand in hand. If I really want to go back to school, if I really wanted to get my dream job, I could do it. I just have to, again, raise that vibration and see it in my head what I want to do. But that's the issue, that I'm not sure what I want to do yet. So,
don't you think it kind of conflicts that argument? And again, this is all about open, you know, perspectives and all that. Like, I'm not trying to prove you wrong or anything.
Right.
I just like to get to the bottom of things. And again, it's always great to think of new, you know, perspectives about everything. But you said with your statement that it's up to the universe, but at the same time, you said you can make it your own. You know, I guess you can, what was the word I'm looking for? You can make it your own journey.
Like, you can manifest your own dream job, yes.
Right, so
I feel like regardless where, when I say the universe leads me, is that,
is it one of those, like, one door closes, another door opens? Like, you manifesting, hey, I'm going to get this, you know, I'm going to get my master's degree and I'm going to, you know, graduate. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you don't get accepted into the master's program.
So for
and
you're example, like,
well, that there's a reason behind it. Maybe the universe wasn't wanting me to go into getting a master's. Maybe the universe wants me to start working right now.
So, for example, like celebrities, like I said, that have manifested their success. I'm sure that there was times where they were conflicted and they didn't know how or from where they were going to be successful, but they kind of had to trust the universe again to know that they were going to, and eventually they were. So maybe someone that wanted to originally sing, that door closed because the universe was shoving them in the direction to act, because that is where they were gonna be making their, I guess, currency to have their dream home, or, you know, whatever it may be. But that's where I say, like, I think regardless, the universe has good intentions to lead me without any harm to others.
Mm-hmm.
To my dream job, yes, but it's not going to lead me somewhere I don't want to be at. The universe is never going to have you, like, let's say something I don't like being a manager at Long John's. No shade again, right? But that's his favorite restaurant, and that's
Shout out to Long John's. Hey, there's a conspiracy.
I don't like
on
fish,
that.
That's why
everybody's
I'm
wondering
that.
How, you know, we're in 2021 and Long John's is still alive. Hey, Long John's, keep doing what you're doing. All right, you're the reason why I'm always happy on Fridays, because it's Fish Fridays for me, and I like to go ham on that. That deal, you know, with the fish family platter. It goes hard. If y'all never tried Long John's, you're missing out. If you have tried Long John's and you don't like it, shame on you, okay? You need to give Long John's a try at least 2 to 3 times in your life.
I just don't like seafood, right? So to me, that would not be like the dream job.
Well, you need to manifest that Long John's is going to taste good, and I promise you.
No, like, regardless, that's just my taste buds. I do not like seafood other than shrimp, but anyways, yes, again, I could manifest that I want to be managing somewhere successful. And again, I got to trust that it's going to be going to somewhere I like, not somewhere like I don't like being manager somewhere where there's seafood around all the time. That would not make me happy, and the universe knows that. So that's pretty much where
I always wonder, because I'm the type of person, like, when I take an exam, right? Of course, I study for the exam and going in the exam. I take the test.
Mm-hmm.
And once I finish the test, I start having doubts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the type of person that I don't like to tell you how I did without knowing the score, because I don't want to jinx myself.
I get you.
And people would tell me, oh, you just got to think positive. You got to think, hey, I'm going to pass this exam or whatever. And again, part of me just feels like I can't, because I don't want to jinx myself. I don't want to be overconfident.
Right. And it's hard. Like I said, it's in our nature to doubt ourselves, to doubt a lot of things, and to be sensitive about, like I said. But when you take, for example, a test like that, after you take it, you can't doubt yourself. You just got to let it go and know that the universe is working in your favor without any harm to others.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you manifest, you can't also be thinking like, I'm gonna be skinny, I am skinny, because you gotta let it go and let it also.
But you also have to put in the work for it as well, right?
Yeah, you definitely, like, you
can't just go in there and wing it for a miracle and be like, hey, you know, universe, give it to me, and just sit there and not do anything.
Right. You, like I said, you can't eat like pizza every day and then manifest to be skinny and think you're gonna be skinny, because that's probably not ever gonna happen.
Right.
A part of also raising your vibration is being in good diet. And like I said, it's really hard to be at your highest vibration. It's really hard, but you're able to raise it, and with more and more practice, I would say it'll teach you more and more. And like, just like me, like right now, I'm still learning a lot more.
Right.
I'm just learning recently about mindful eating, whenever you put more veggies in your diet, because the different, again, things that go in our body that's gonna have an effect on our moods.
Right.
If you eat pizza, you're gonna be feeling bummy every day. Right. Versus if you eat vegetables, you're gonna feel energetic. And again, energetic, that's gonna raise your vibration.
Right.
So
if things, in a way, increase your mood, increase your ability to actually keep the focus on your goal.
Right.
Your vibration is increasing. Mm-hmm. But if there's things that are hindering you along the way, your vibration is lowering.
Yeah, and like I said, this goes not just into like, not just what I'm saying is my word for it. But a lot of this that I've learned in the spiritual side, it has a lot to do with like the science of it. And it'll show me examples when I'm saying things like a mindful eating or crystals. And it shows the science behind, oh, what same elements I have with this crystal. Or water. Mm-hmm. Like, when you drink so much water, you are also raising your vibration.
And you're kind of cleansing your body and detoxing.
Yeah.
But it's more of like, for some reason, water has like so many benefits to the human body that we don't, you know, realize it at the time. But I've heard, you know, just drinking a glass of water literally like increases your brain to function a lot more clearer than, you know, you drinking like a soda.
Right.
You
know? So an example for me would be like, if you're manifesting for better skin, it's like, one key thing I would do would be drink so much more water. Yes, water is gonna help you already. Just drinking so much water, have better skin, but you will be much more in energy to manifest like less blemishes, less redness, anything like that.
Do you feel like spiritual healing, manifesting, that kind of area? Do you, like, I don't want to call it a religion, but I want to call it something. I guess we'll call it, like,
I just call it that I'm spiritual and that's it. I don't really, again, have, like, I am Catholic, I am Mormon,
so
I am
nothing. If someone is spiritual, right?
Right.
Do you get a sense that they're more, they have a healthier mind than that of someone that's really religious?
No, not always. I feel like, again, you can be fake spiritual, or just like you can be fake Catholic.
Like intentional or unintentional?
Like intentional.
Okay.
Like you, if you are on a spiritual journey, you are learning on how to be a better you.
Right.
Not what anybody else around you is saying, doing nothing. And that journey, like, it leads you to, like, I would say a lonely path, because a lot of people around us, they don't recognize with what we're going through. And it's been said that when you go on a spiritual journey, you end up looking like the crazy person or the weirdo that's all on their own. But you can't think of it as like, yeah, I'm spiritual, and then be like mean or judging or fighting or violence, any type of violence, actually. But it's hard. We're humans, and every day you practice, I still feel like no one's perfect. I don't think I'll be perfect in my spiritual path even 20-30 years from now, because again, there's gonna be things that I might not like tomorrow I could have like a bad breakfast, and that's gonna kind of kill my mood, but then I gotta let it go. So it's like every day you're practicing it.
Okay, and let me ask you this: why do you think not many people are becoming more and more spiritual? Why is it something that's still kind of like, I don't want to say unheard of, but not very common? Is it just because of the fact that, like I said,
I want to say because it's frowned upon, because it's said that it's like witchcraft, witchcraft is also another topic that I am open about, that I would discuss on here. But it's just like frowned upon that if you're not saying thank you to like God or praying to a God, that you're gonna go to hell. That's why, because you're threatened, or whatever other religion you may be in, right? you're right. just you have to follow that other religion or you're frowned upon and you're being like told you're gonna go to hell. And let me tell you, like, that just also never made sense to me, you know. If
what didn't make sense to you? I would think
okay, so because this bad person, this evil person, when I say evil, they're like mean to others, they disrespect others, they might be like harming others, physical or emotional,
like a criminal or like
no, just like anyone in real life. I'm just saying that how could it be that they're really mean on the inside, but they're gonna go to heaven because they're going to church? That didn't make sense to me. Whether as me, someone, because I'm not praying or following God, because I don't believe in it, so I'm gonna go to hell, even though I may have been a kinder person than that person that went to church.
Kind of like someone that could be satanic, but they actually go above and beyond to like save people's lives.
Exactly.
But they're just satanic, and people look at it as you're going to hell because you just have the wrong mindset. But it's like, what about you if you don't go to church?
I've just always been, I feel like, outside the box. I'm not calling again anyone basic, but I don't like to be like threatened that I'm gonna go to hell. I've never liked that in that religion.
Yeah, because
I didn't make sense how they would say, having sex before marriage is a sin, you're gonna go to hell. I remember that as a child and I was so scared, right? And then I would ask like parents or grandparents or tios, and I'm like, were they married, like, you know, when they had kids? And they would say no, they got married after. And I'm like, so they're gonna go to hell.
That's what having a child out of wedlock, right?
Yeah,
I think it happens quite often, more like in the I think just in general, it happens quite often. And ideally, you know, from me, you know, looking it up like on the internet and everything, I don't have the exact quote or the website, but I have came across it multiple times where the psychiatrists have said, you know, well, not psychiatrists, but like these you know, I guess these therapists that help with marriages, they said they've seen more success. I'm assuming, okay, they've seen more success when you have a couple that live together first, have a kid, and then get married.
And because it's like so backwards majority, in our religion.
Exactly, older, because most of the time, from my perspective, you know, for me growing up, seeing with my friends, a lot of people got into fights. A lot of my friends' parents divorced because they got married first. They did the traditional route. They got married first. They had kids.
What we're told.
Yeah, and their marriage didn't work out. I've had parents told me, because of course I'm a dad.
And then cheating is a sin. Everything is a sin.
Yeah, like, but going back to, you know, having a child of wedlock. If you have a child of wedlock, more than likely, like you have a child of wedlock and then you get married, more than likely that marriage is going to be a lot more successful than getting married first and then having kids, because of the fact that you stick by it. You kind of know each other, you know. You kind of see, okay, this is how this person is, you know, without a kid. And then you have a kid, you're like, okay, this is how they parent, this is how I parent, you know. But you already knew how they were before having a kid.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, should we get married? Should we not get married? And most of the time you decide, you know what, we're going to get married. But when you get married first, it kind of paints this pretty picture like, oh, this is Prince Charming. I'm going to be with this person forever. Then you have a kid and it's like the way they parent is a lot opposite than what you parent. And you're always bumping heads with the, you know, the opposite sex. And it just gets to the point where you're like, you know what? This is too toxic.
Yeah.
You know? And again, I've seen that so much, you know, growing up, where getting married first and then having kids, the marriages don't, the relationship doesn't last.
Right.
And but like, again, that's part of the,
it's also a sin to like divorce.
Yeah. Because according to the Catholic religion, like, thou shalt not commit adultery, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much stating like, hey, you cannot, you know, cheat on the person that you're with through marriage. But then again, like, I will give credit to the fact that most of the time when we get married, you know, a lot of people get married at a young age, especially like in the Catholic religion, like the ideal, you know, late 20s, early or in the 20s is when, you know, they kind of figured this is a good time to get married. So,
yeah.
And I guess that's why, in a way, when you get married too early, you know, it doesn't quite work out. So, but we're going to take a quick break and we are going to continue to talk about manifesting and spiritual healing.